Our book critic, Maureen Corrigan, has read a new novel that she recommends. It's by Jeanette Hain. Hain was a slow starter as a novelist. She published her first novel, The All of It, late into her middle age. Now, 10 years later, she's finished her second novel, Matters of Chance. Maureen says Hain had better pick up the pace because she doesn't want to wait another decade for Hain's next novel.
It's the atmosphere of Jeanette Hain's marvelous new novel, Matters of Chance, that will stay with me long after the details about the plot have been forgotten. Melancholy, restrained, and elegant, the world Hain fully realizes in this novel is one in which characters chart their behavior using such outmoded moral compasses as honor and discretion. Jane Austen's Elizabeth Bennet would be at home in this world. So would Miss Manners and Mrs. Miniver. But let me quickly add that Hain is no sentimentalist. In fact, her view of life is closer to that of Kafka's than Barbara Cartland's. Hain's characters cling to rules of etiquette as drowning people cling to driftwood. In an irrational cosmos governed by whimsy and accident, their proper behavior gives them some dim illusion of control. Hain's main character is a man named Morgan Shurtleff, who's born around 1910 to an affluent Ohio family. Through the eyes of a godlike narrator, who's a decent, if somewhat distant fellow, we follow Morgan through boarding school, Harvard Law School, and into marriage with Maud Lee, a well-bred young woman he met at a skating party. For 3 years, their happiness knows no bounds until, and here's the first blow by a capricious universe, they discover they can't have children. Enter Zenobia Sly, the mysterious head of a local adoption agency who has the demeanor and apparent powers of one of the three pagan sisters of fate. Miss Sly places twin infant girls with Morgan and Maud, and they bring the twins home on the same day that Hitler invades Paris. Our narrator dryly comments that, by the day France accepted Germany's terms of surrender, Morgan had become an expert at the task of diapering. Up to this point, Matters of Chance has been an exquisitely written novel, largely concerned with the interior life. Now it acquires another dimension, fitfully transforming into a suspenseful war story with an ever-widening circle of characters. Morgan becomes a lieutenant in the Navy and serves on Liberty ships, conveying cargo to Africa, the Middle East, and Australia. Because of the war, which airlifted so many people out of their routine lives, he and the properly aloof Zenobia Sly begin a correspondence which eventually ripens into a distinctly eccentric friendship, one of the few between a man and a woman I've ever come across in literature. At the end of 3 years, Morgan returns to Maud and reacquaints himself with his small daughters. Life is prosperous and busy and joyous. Then the capricious universe makes its presence felt again. One of Hain's greatest gifts as a writer is her power to capture moments of heightened consciousness and sear them into a reader's imagination so that you share the headiness of life momentarily stayed before it distorts into memory. For instance, early in their marriage, Morgan and Maud drive to a New Year's Eve party. Snow blankets the windshield of their car, and she's a bright vision in a new red dress. Another moment. When Morgan returns home after the war, he spontaneously performs a handstand in the living room for his daughters, little strangers, in order to impress on them their father's goofy goodwill. But before that enchanting reunion, Morgan survives torpedoing by enemy submarines. Here's how Hain describes the terrifying moment when Morgan and his fellow sailors, floating in lifeboats, witness the sinking of their ship. The ship plunged and with an unimaginable speed vanished from their sight, taking with her the strange poetry of their instantly remembered lives aboard her, and leaving them in the night's darkness on a sea thick with oil and the floating wreckage of their lost world. Like Melville, who described a similar horror in Moby Dick, Hain emphasizes throughout Matters of Chance that without warning, any of us could be cast adrift, just as Ishmael was, an orphan of the universe, enveloped by the blackness of darkness.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Matters of Chance by Jeanette Haine.